Hey, Amy Robeson here. Thank you for joining me on this podcast where we talk about spirituality, the awakening process, mental health, and so much more. Join me weekly to get your weekly dose of spirituality and medicine. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I am so excited you are here. I got a special treat for you today. I am being guided to take us on a little light language transmission journey. And one of the reasons why I'm being guided to do this is we have celebrated a new season. And I love when we celebrate new seasons because there's a new beginning, a new chapter, a new reason to celebrate, a reason to hit the reset button. And I did a spring equinox healing on spring equinox, and it was absolutely free. And if you haven't checked out that healing, I will put it in the show notes or in the description under the YouTube video. But I wanted to do another one, and I wanted to really gear it towards I'm just hearing that it's so important to bring some light language in, and not just like a little, but like a lot. And if you're new to me, I love channeling light language. It's something that is a really weird, funky thing to do. And what I have found is it assists with pulling out aspects of ourselves that are in a trance, that are keeping us stuck in whatever pattern or influence that is keeping us there. And so when we use light language, the light language goes past the conscious mind to the subconscious mind into the higher self and informs the higher self and informs the subconscious mind to let go of the trance, to let go of whatever it is that it is being influenced by or being held onto or whatever pattern is keeping you from doing whatever it is that you want to do. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to do a healing. And this healing is to support you in new beginnings. If you are new to me, and always whenever you listen to any sort of healing, meditation, activation, attunement, never drive or operate heavy machinery. You could go into a trance and fall asleep or like feel like you're off in outer space. I just did an interview with someone that we did a healing on it. And I said this before we started the healing for this person's podcast. And after he like came out of the healing, he goes, "Oh my God, like I am so concerned. Please make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery." And it's like, it really can put people into a trance. And it just depends on where you're at. And sometimes people don't go into a trance, but we always want to practice safety. Safety is key and safety is important. And so that's what we're doing today. We're going to do this new beginnings, fresh start over. And if there's something that you want to have a new beginning on, if there's something that you want a fresh start on, let's do that. Let's have a fresh start. Let's have a new beginning. Let's choose something different. Let's choose you. You get to choose you. You get to choose yourself. You get to choose all of that and so much more. So let's jump in. Go ahead and close your eyes. Bring your awareness into your heart space. Sink into the sacred nectar of your being and receive a breath. And when you receive a breath, exhale and allow your grounding cord to root into the earth. You'll notice, you'll sense, you'll feel, imagine a beautiful crystalline ball of energy in the center of the earth where you're going to plug your grounding cord into. And when you plug your grounding cord into it, you're going to inhale and you're going to pull Gaia, Mother Earth's energy into your body and being. Allow her energy to dance in every cell of your body and being, and just breathe with her. Sukarati saramaha shinakaramutaha sinakaramutikaha sinakaramutikaramutraha sinakaramutrikaha shinakaramutrakati sinakaramutikaraha sinakaramutikahai. And as the sacred feminine dances within your cells, I want you to imagine, sense, or feel the portal in the crown of your head opens up. And it stretches towards the great I am, towards the great central sun. And this is the sacred masculine that's going to start to stream into your consciousness, into your being, into the cells. And you're going to dance with the sacred masculine. We are both of these energies. They both want us to dance. They want to support us. And I want you to just receive these sacred energies. Receive them and welcome them like an old friend. Plorasi moraha tikanemu sinekanani troha sinekanemuha sinekanemu taraha 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 taraha. And then I want you to sense, feel, see, or imagine in your crown chakra that there's this beautiful purple crystalline energy that starts to swirl down into the crown chakra, down through the skull, through the brain, through the third eye, into the throat. And it's just swirling and it's sweeping through these beautiful energy fields, allowing them to recalibrate, allowing them to be rejuvenated, allowing them to have a new, fresh start. And we're just prepping the energy. This energy is swirling down through the heart chakra, the heart space, the solar plex, swirling all the way down the spine, into the sacral and the root chakra, down the legs and down the grounding cord. You are being blessed with this beautiful, rejuvenating, rebalancing energy. And from this place of receptivity, from this place of rebalance, I want to encourage you to set an intention of what you would like to have a fresh start on, what you would like to have a new beginning on. Like, what's your desire? What's your intention? What's your prayer? Go ahead and state it. And there's going to be a moment of silence while you state it. Tura tara si kanamu, tara ma tara ki tara si, tura sine kanamu tara ka, sine kanamu tara ki, sine kanamu tara ka na matrua, sine kanamu tara ki, sine kanamu tara ka te, sine kanamu ha, sine kanamu te kanima, sine kanamu tara ka te, sine kanamu ha, sine kanamu tara ki, sine kanamu tara ka sara ha, sine kanamu tara ha, sara ka, tura si, tura si, tura si, tura si, tura si, tura si. Take a nice deep breath in and a cleansing breath out, and I want you to sense, feel, see, or imagine creation's energy, the great I am energy, and Gaia's energy is swirling all around you. And it's forming a sacred shape. This shape could be a sacred geometry shape. Whatever shape it is, it's beautiful, it's encapsulating, it's full of space, it's full of love, and you are safe. You're very, very, very safe. And I want you to breathe, and as you breathe in this sacred shape, it's going to lift you up out of your heart space, move you across all space and time, portals and dimensions, seen, unseen, known, unknown, and you're going to land in a sacred space, a space that will assist you in having a new beginning, a fresh start. And when you land, this beautiful sacred shape will open up, and you will be standing on a golden pathway that is adorned with beautiful light codes, sacred geometry shapes that are going to assist you in letting go, letting go of what's no longer serving you, letting go of what is no longer necessary for you to hold on to, letting go of negative thoughts, letting go of thoughts that are preventing you from reaching your goals, from having a fresh start. And all you have to do is start to walk along the path to start this letting go process, the shedding of these layers, the shedding of these thoughts, the shedding of these patterns. And each and every step you take, you are letting go. You're letting go. You're surrendering. And with each and every step you take, there's this lightness that's coming and percolating within you. There's this lightness that is illuminating within inside you, because you know what you're letting go of. You know that as you let go, you're making more space for more light and higher vibrational frequencies. And I want you to just breathe. And as you breathe, you'll notice that there's a beautiful sacred geometry shape that you're being called to on this golden path. And when you arrive on the sacred geometry shape, you step upon it. When you step upon it, it swirls beautiful light codes, beautiful frequencies into your body and being that are going to pull you out of the trance of being in a particular habit or pattern that is holding you back. You might know what the pattern or habit is. You might see it, sense it, feel it, imagine it. You might even hear it, or you might not. It's okay if you're not sure what pattern you're letting go of. You just have to trust. You have to trust. You have to trust. You're being encouraged to trust. I want you to feel that pattern just releasing you, releasing from yourselves, releasing you from the trance that you've been in to hold that pattern. And I want you to continue to step forward. And as you step forward, there's going to be another shape, another symbol that is high vibrational, that is going to support in releasing negative thoughts that are keeping you stuck and are keeping you from preventing you from having a fresh start. I want you to step upon this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful light code. And as you step upon it, it starts to swirl high vibrational frequencies through your entire narrow math pathways of your brain. And it's identifying the thoughts, it's identifying the words, it's identifying the repeat phrases that are negative, that are keeping you stuck. And it's going in and it's eliminating them. It's removing them. It is processing them in a way that is shifting them out of the mind, out of the energy signature, so that you can create positive self-worth talk, positive self-love talk, positive talk that assists you in elevating, assists you in increasing and inspiring you to take divine action, inspiring you to speak words that are of the highest frequency, of the highest good for your divine path. Torasikanmu, taraha, 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 tokanamutakaraha, sinkanamutakia, sinkanamutakaha, sinkanamutakira, trutikata, rusikanamutraka, tata, tata, kotutaka, tata, katurusikanamutakaha, sinkanamutakaha, sikatamutakaha, 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 sikanamutakanina, motakara, tikanamutakana, sikanamutakapatara, sikanamutakaha, shunakanamutaka, tisinakutaka, tikatisikuruaha, turkaha, tikanaha, tukatataha. taking a nice deep breath in, a cleansing breath out, and you're going to continue to walk along the path. And when you walk along the path, the next beautiful sacred shape, sacred light code, you're going to step upon. And when you step upon it, it is going to start to stream in light codes that are going to assist you in having that new beginning. I want you to reaffirm your intention. I want you to reaffirm your prayer. I want you to reaffirm your desire for this new, fresh start. Proclaim it. Say it as if you already have it. Go ahead and do so. Sukha, 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 tokara sikana muntakara, tokara ma, tokara ti, torka ma torka sikara mutrikariya, tokotara, tara sikana muntrikara ma, tara sikana muntrikaha, shinikana muntara, troho, traka, tara sikana muntrikaha, sinikana muntrabu, tara si, tu, ta, tu, ta, tu, ta, torka sikaha, shinikana mu, trakaha, sikana muntrikara, sinimutrikara, malaka, torka sinikana muntrikara, sikana muntrikaha, getting a nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out. The next symbol that you're going to step upon, this is going to shift your frequency into the vibrational frequency in which you will desire to co-create this desire. And I'm going to say that slightly different. This code is assisting in bringing in your frequency, attuning your frequency to be a vibrational match to your desire. Soom, 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 sokaraha, sikarum, tarama, takari, sikarumutaha. Shinakana mutra kitro si tu kato tato tato resinu mukaha. Siradru tarana sinkana mutra matrehi. Sinkana mutra ka torama sikana mutaha sikaruha. I want you to just breathe, and as you breathe, you're going to either download or receive a sacred message from creation, God, universe, whatever sacred title you give that sacred being, or one of your high vibrational authentic spirit guides might bring that message through, or a loved one. They have to be of the highest frequency, of the highest vibration, of the highest light. I'm going to allow you to just allow that to either download for you to receive at a later date through meditation, synchronicities, conversations, experiences, dreams, or you may receive it in this moment. Torasikanamu, sukaraha, shinikanamu traha, torkasi, torkaha, signamu, trakaha, sikanamu, trakaha, sukaravareskinamuha, shinikanamuha, sikareha, toraha, sika, tura, 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 sikaramutrahi, sanaha, sanaha, sanaha. Taking a nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out, you'll get to the end of the path. You'll see a beautiful crystalline pool, and I want you to jump right in. You'll be having beautiful crystalline light codes stream in and out of your entire body and being. These beautiful light codes, these crystalline light codes, are just preparing you for your fresh start and for you to enter into a new paradigm, a new frequency, and own it and proclaim it and be it. And as you're swimming, you're just going to be showered with love, showered with light. And when you're ready, you'll take a nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out, another nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out, And on the third inhale, landing on the exhale, you'll find yourself back in your heart space. You'll wiggle your fingers and your toes. You might want to rub your hands together to create some warmth. And then you can cup your hands over your eyes, feeling the warmth of your hands, moving your hands about a foot or two away from your eyes, blinking your eyes open, coming back to, allowing yourself to just be in your body, arriving. I want to encourage you to drink some water. I want to encourage you to journal anything you received. Also, if you didn't see something, that's okay. If you didn't receive a message, that's okay. Pay attention to the synchronicities around you. It's all about intention. The intention is that you received something out of the healing, out of the transmission. And that's what's really important, is the belief in it. You could have seen a black screen. You might not have heard something, but it's the belief in that you received it and you're going to receive it and that you have a fresh start. I hope you enjoyed today's light language transmission. Also, I want to hear from you. How was this for you? You can leave a review or comment if you're watching this on YouTube. I would love to hear from you. How was this? How did it feel? And also, if you are feeling a little heavy or tired, that's very normal, because if we're moving something old, it can be tiring. If you feel nauseous, rub your body. It allows you to get back into your body. And if you are interested and you're wanting me to do more of these transmissions, let me know, because I'm thinking about doing some more of these and creating some more exclusive content for some light language transmissions that are wanting to come through on our YouTube channel. So let me know, comment, let me know. I'd love to have your feedback. All right, friends, hope you enjoyed today. Please make sure you hit that like button and subscribe. I would love to hear from you, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. Bye.